Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. Hello everybody, this is the Freelancer Talk podcast. My name is Wouter and it's been forever since I released a new episode of this podcast that kind of like was the start of so many things that I've been doing since I actually released that last podcast. I don't know if that really made a lot of sense, but I think it's a year ago, maybe 1.5 years ago, since season 3 dropped, and I think that season wasn't even like finished because I just got too busy to do other things. You know, I kind of started missing podcasting again in the past few weeks. But also there were a bunch of people who came to me and were like, why are you not podcasting anymore? And somehow people have started to notice me through my podcast and started to continue to follow the rest of my journey and venture, I think, that I'm on. But I feel like it's a good time to bring this podcast back, which is why I am recording this very short episode today. For you guys to basically announce that starting in January 2023, the Freelancer Podcast is officially back with a weekly new episode. It's been something that I've been working on for a little while and something that I really wanted to do because I think when I am just, you know, it's a bit more of a director line to talk to you guys, to give you guys some advice and insights. And I was always really excited to interview people, even though I got really nervous, and I still get really nervous when I have to interview someone. I don't know, I just have this thing that I just get really nervous when I feel like I really want to do well. Probably everybody can relate to that, though. But yeah, and I feel like It was just offering so much for me doing this podcast, but also for you guys to listen to this podcast. And what I said, it really was the beginning of so many things that I've been doing since, I don't know, since the last episode of season 3 dropped. And I didn't even know when that was. So I'm just going to have to look that up when that was. But let's not live in the past, right? We're continuing and we're moving forward into the future, 2023. Well, actually, we're all going to linger a little bit in the past because I do want to share with you guys what I've been working on. So, you know, I started this podcast because I really felt that there needed to be like a platform to share information with freelancers, and especially freelancers who are active in the performing arts. And obviously, you guys know that, or if this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, I was, and you always still are, a professional dancer. You know, like as a dancer, you never really die. But I, meanwhile, this year, I kind of stopped dancing officially, which is a big deal for me. And it took a long time for me to come to that decision, which is the first thing that also happened in my life. It was a big, very big, big, big change. But I felt like this platform, this podcast, what I was creating back then during COVID was really to help a lot of people. And I think that speaks to the core of who I am, is I'm here to help others and to empower others, especially. And so yeah, I set out to share my knowledge and to interview people and to basically give a lot of freelancers and creative freelancers, freelancers in the performing arts, freelancers in the creative industries, more tools and more access to knowledge to basically, yeah, create a better, sustainable, successful career. I started to refrain a bit from the word success because it's so so subjective, you know? Like, everybody, success means something different for everybody. And I think nowadays, for a lot of people, success is too much related to income. And I don't really, you know, of course, it's super nice to have a nice income and have a stable income and all of that. But really, what I changed in the way how I am speaking about successes and a successful career, especially to creatives, is that I want to talk about sustainable careers that you can actually continue doing. And that was a little bit of a sidetrack there, but this is the reason why I started the Freelance Talk and how it has developed. At one point, actually, I released an app and there was a business, and it's still a business. The Freelance Talk is a company. And basically, I went on this like huge search because I thought we needed like another network, another social network, like an online hub to connect. And that's still out there if you want to sign up, be my guest. That also led into releasing an app where I made a lot of mistakes. And I'm here to talk to you today about my mistakes as well. You know, I don't think it's all successes. I think there's a lot of failures and mistakes that actually then lead up to success. So it's been 2.5 years of a lot of trial and errors and failures and learning for those failures. So I see it as one big experiment. So the app was definitely an experiment. Gone wrong. But so I think what I wanted to say is that sometimes I talk too fast that I kind of like forget what I'm talking about. Just going a little bit back is that what I felt after COVID kind of like died down, and you know, there was less COVID in the world, everything opened up, which is also when I really realized like we need more places to come together, which is since this year, 2022, Freelancer Talk started organizing these like networking events, but also workshops. And it was all like in Amsterdam. And I see really that we have really developed a kind of a formula that really works as an event setting, where you create these kind of pop-up communities. And that is always what I really strongly believed in with Freelancer Talk and still do, is the power of community and the power of network, because you can just find so much inside your network, where I really believe it. But I'm going to save that for later. What I wanted to talk to you today about is that Freelancer Talk actually led me to create a new company, which is called Lensed. And Lensed is the bigger idea. It's like the big sister or the big brother or non-defining person, that entity actually. It's just an entity that came out of my search through Freelancer Talk. And the question that I asked myself when I started the podcast, when I created the platform, when I continued doing networking events, when I created courses and started coaching people, is how can a creative create a sustainable career? And there it is again, the word sustainability. Sustainability, whatever. There are three answers to that. One answer to that was network and community, and that is exactly Freelancer Talk. The other answer was education, and that is, again, exactly Freelancer Talk. This is, with Freelancer Talk, the networking and community is really the events that we're trying to host and organize and to try to really bring people together. And the education is actually taking place in academies as well, and in actual education, but also outside, for example, through the podcast, the blog, through courses, and through coaches. So there are, in 2023, also very excited about that, there are a bunch of coaches who are going to be connected to the Freelancer Talk, which are connected to the Freelancer Academy, which is a new kind of which is basically actually the online platform, what it was, but it's a quicker way to get access to resources, because it's all about getting resources. And I'm very excited to launch that in 2023 under the umbrella from the Freelancer Talk as well. And I think it's just going to be, it's going to help a lot of people to get access to the knowledge and resources and education that they need to then create a sustainable career. Now, the third thing is what where Lensed comes in, which is the big brother of Freelancer Talk, which is this new company that I created, is I felt that things needed to be more automated. A lot of workflows, a lot of progress, processes, a lot of these things, they needed to automate, man. Like, I think technology is, in my opinion, always the answer to creating quicker things and creating more efficiency and saving time, saving money, so we can actually put that save time and money back into actual creative processes, for example. This is where Lensed comes in. Lensed is an enormous project that I undertook. I found an actual co-founder, and we are an actual early stage tech startup. And we are creating a marketplace and management platform for creatives. Let's say actually for professionals and organizations in the creative and cultural industries. We're kind of going to bridge all these different creative sectors and create one way where people can collaborate, co-produce, co-create, and stuff like that. So this has actually been taking up the majority of my time. Next to that, I also started working at this really great institution in Amsterdam, which is called Henny Jurriens, which is where I go back to my roots within dance. I am the program coordinator there and responsible of around like 50 dancers, and try to help them, you know, do better in life and create a better career and find opportunities and possibilities and all that kind of stuff. And so actually through my work there, it's feeding what I'm doing with Freelance Doc, and it's feeding what I'm doing with Lance. It's in the end, it's all connected. I'm here to empower creativity, guys. I'm here to help a lot of people excel and create amazing creative careers. Like looking back at my own career, you know, I've had some ups and downs, but the highs were high and the lows were very low sometimes. And but the lows are sometimes needed to get to the highs again. And I think it's because I went through all of that and really then analyzed all of that, I was able to continue with the feeling that I did know what to create. And that is the Freelancer Talk, and that is Lance. And this podcast was the beginning of all of that, which is like insane. Like a podcast started, like led me to actually create two companies, which is nuts. But you know, it happens. And I don't know if you got this far in the episode. If you did, thank you very much. I don't know. I think what I want to do with this podcast next is again offer more insights and more resources and tell stories from people and share ideas and strategies so that you guys can, you know, when you travel and you sit on the train or you're driving in a car and you want to like learn something or you want to like listen to a cool conversation that will maybe help you in your career, this podcast should be the podcast for you to listen to. So gonna try to really bring that back. Freelancer Talk, we are still continuing to host events. We are launching, what I said, this Freelancer Talk Academy or Freelancer Academy. And very excited to have a bunch of really cool coaches to jump on this as well. And I'm planning on doing a podcast with these coaches as well for you guys to also meet them a little bit. It's nicer when you hear people talk, right? Instead of just reading what they write, which is why podcasting is a great format, I think. The idea of this episode, what I just did, is just take you a little bit into what I've been doing and what Freelancer Talk is going to be. What it is, what it's doing, I don't even know what it's becoming, and especially to talk to you about Lanced. And I'm gonna close off with saying that we have actually a crowdfunding for Lanced, which is something I've never done before, and I do not like to ask for money from people, but I'm like completely doing it now to everybody. I'm like that annoying person, like, yeah, help my platform, you know. But we are actually in very, very far stages of creating this actual marketplace. By the end of this month, already in November, this is November 22, 2022, if you're listening in another year, we are actually launching this this marketplace, and it's very focused on people working in the creative and cultural industries. And just super excited about that. It's a lot of work. I have such a cool, I mean, Stavia, his name is Stavia, is my co-founder. He's basically like the person that you tell, can you make and write this or create this or whatever, you know, like technology wise, and he just like does it. It's like magical. I like really love it. I've always been this techie person, but to have an actual person who is like super like that, it's like, it's perfect. So the crowdfunding works like that. Is we just need a little bit more money to get to the next stage. We actually have a product. We actually have customers. We have people who are pre-registered. It's just that we need to go to the next step, which is, you know, generating revenue from it. And it's going to take a little bit of time, and it needs a little bit of money. So this is why we are doing a crowdfunding based on convertible notes. So that means that you basically, if you pay a little bit to the company, you'll sign an agreement. It's kind of like a loan that further in the future, when there is like a huge financing round, the loan actually converts into shares. So you can actually become a future shareholder of Lanced. So I'm actually sharing the company with everybody to make everybody part of this story as well. And Lanced and Freelancer Talk go hand in hand together. They come from the same question, and they come from the same mission as well, but they are attacking the same problem from two different angles. And that is a bit the strategic thing of how I'm trying to help the struggling artist and the struggling freelancer in the future, and especially the future, the next generation of creatives. I want to help them, because it's getting so much harder with all these thousands of platforms and social media, and such a fragmented, scattered market. It's also very competitive. So just trying to give people a fairer shot and use a lot of other tools in that as well. That I think kind of finished with my story now. I'm ready to like stop this podcast. I don't know if it was that awkward. I might not even listen back to it and just dump it out. But yeah, stay tuned, because we'll be back in 2023. Make sure you follow the Freelancer Talk on Instagram. Give Lanced also a follow, lanced.app. You can check it out as well, lanced.app, which is the name of the website as well. You can check it out there. You can create a profile as well. And yeah, I think this is the podcast. This was me, Wouter Vertogen, giving you a little update and sharing what's happening. And I'll talk to you guys later. All right. Bye. Have a good day.